The near death of a toddler at an Eva Beach daycare stunned parents and lawmakers with a less-than-best-practice investigation. It also brought up a basic question. Why weren't the other daycare parents told about the apparent abuse? John Hill is a reporter with Civil Beat. He broke the story, and he joins us now with a reality check update. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
This case has just galvanized attention of so many parts of our community, from law enforcement to certainly lawmakers at the legislature, parents at the daycare, people in general. This seems to be moving in a direction where a lot of people who have been looking at daycare centers for a very long time have wanted it to go, where there is more reporting, where there is a lot of knowledge, but just something as basic as why weren't the other parents told? Have you gotten an answer to that one?
Not really a clear answer to that. There was a panel shortly after the toddler was injured at the daycare, a panel of child abuse experts who reviewed the case, who recommended that Honolulu Police Department get in touch with the other parents, and that never happened.
Which goes back to the idea that this was not done in any way to conform with best practices. Some of these parents have said that they found out about it because of your story. Is that true?
That's correct. There was a lot of talk on social media about our story, and one parent told me he saw it there. Another parent, I think, read the story that we did. So that's how they found out, and they were really surprised. They had their kids there for months, at least months, after the incident and didn't know one thing about it.
The story of what had happened to little Peyton Valiente and how by abuse he wound up in the hospital. Since that time, have the parents been talking to each other and to you about what they've noticed? Has there been anything that's come out that hasn't been within the parameters of an investigation?
In terms of their own children being injured?
Or having seen something or anything more to this case than what we've been told up to now through whatever investigation there was?
I mean, there is nothing clear-cut in terms of what happened to their own children. One thing that's interesting is that the experts in child abuse investigations say it's oftentimes worthwhile to interview even very young children about what they saw. So these children who were also at the daycare that day when Peyton was injured were never spoken to, and some of them are old enough to be verbal.
So what's happening now with the full review of this incident that was ordered by Acting Chief or HPD Chief Kari Okimoto?
We're going to find out more today at 2 p.m. There's a police commission meeting, and it's on the agenda. There's going to be an update. I'm not sure if this is going to be kind of a final conclusion or just a sort of an interim update, but we'll probably learn more. I know they are looking at procedures for handling child abuse cases, and they're also looking at individual cases from the past 3 years or so. So it'll be interesting to hear what they say today.
Well, thanks very much for joining us for a reality check, and good on you for the story.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
John Hill is a reporter with Civil Beat. He broke the story of the near death of toddler Peyton Valiente at an Eva Beach daycare.